Thank you, Madam Vice President. Canada is deeply concerned with the recent legal and constitutional reforms that centralize executive authority, eroding democracy and the rule of law. Notably, changes to the penal code permit the prosecution and imprisonment of Nicaraguans and foreigners for criticizing the government, including individuals who promote, request, or manage sanctions against the state of Nicaragua. Equally concerning is the constitutional reform introducing two co-presidents, risking entrenchment of political authority within a single family. Additionally, reforms to telecommunications laws have expanded surveillance capabilities, increasing monitoring of phones and social media communications. We are also alarmed by the proposal to remove the constitutional prohibition of torture alongside credible reports of torture and sexual violence targeting political opponents, indigenous leaders, journalists, and religious leaders and activists. We urge Nicaragua to release all arbitrarily detained individuals, improve detention conditions, and disclose the status of those held incommunicado. The government must end the revocation of nationality and confiscation of assets which violate human rights. Canada emphasizes the need to keep Nicaragua on this Council's agenda and calls for renewing the mandates of the OHCHR and Group of Human Rights Experts in March. We also urge Nicaragua to cooperate fully and allow the staff of the OHCHR and other mechanisms to enter the country. I thank you.